This is WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everybody. And as Matt and the guys teased there at the beginning of, at the end of their show, Sarah Sager, our music director, and I are here live in the studio with a precocious young lady from Newark. Say hi to everybody, Hannah Page.
Hello.
Now, all you're going to say is, hello.
She's ready to bring the action.
Absolutely.
Sweet and locally grown. That's what we've been saying all week. We've been waiting.
Hannah's got an EP out that you just did this year?
Yeah.
When? Back in the winter? Spring?
No, just a couple months ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't remember.
And so while we're getting things set up in the studio and all, we're going to play a track from it. And you've picked out Without
You. What's it called?
Name of the EP.
Let's Run Away.
And the name of the track we're going to play is
Without You.
And tell us about this song.
I don't know. It's not really about anyone. It's just something I wrote just randomly. It's just about not wanting to be without someone.
Hmm. All right. Well, that sounds like
independent.
Absolutely. But still needing somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's let you hear from Hannah Page's EP, Let's Run Away, Without You, on the Music Room on WVUD.
Oh.
Well, that was Hannah Page, our guest tonight on The Music Room. And from her new EP, Let's Run Away, that was Without You. Hannah's here live in the studios at WBD with Sarah Sager and myself.
And she's got her Ed Sheeran guitar. It's neck right in my face. So, Ed Sheeran fan?
Very big Ed Sheeran fan.
Yeah, didn't he, make waves or sell out a huge...
Oh, this weekend, he sold out Wembley Stadium. 80,000 to 90,000 people. 3 nights in a row.
And then he, hip-checked Elton John off the stage and was like, I'm the new king of pop. Pretty much.
You really like Ed a lot, don't you?
Yes, very much.
Why?
Well, I think he's very down-to-earth, and I love his music, obviously.
So the songs that he writes or the way he performs them?
Both.
Yeah. Because I think you're trying to sort of walk in his footsteps to some extent. I don't think you see yourself in front of a 9-piece band of Amazonian women. You think of yourself like he does. He shows up and performs him, his guitar, and his loop pedal.
Yeah, I think that's really cool of him to do that.
So, do you have a loop pedal?
I do, but I haven't learned to play it yet.
Just gotta get tapping. But also, you're kind of gingerish, right? Like, you have the reddish hair going on, so does that connect you with Ed? No. Or Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Dynamite always makes his way into the music room. So what other music do you like, and what has influenced you? I guess a lot of acoustic stuff, right?
Yeah, I like a lot of just singer and guitar. Like Lewis Watson. He's another British singer. He's not very popular, but yeah. And then Gabrielle Aplin.
Is she also from England?
Yes.
What's the matter? American grown artists aren't good enough for you?
I don't know. I just like a lot of the British.
Well, yeah, when I heard your track for the first time, I was like, wow, she could slam Ingrid Michaelson. just very, same sweet tones, soft melodies, and even like Laura Marling, they're all out of that folk to pop scene, and you fit right in.
I thought it was hilarious seeing on Twitter. You had pictures of yourself and one of your buddies smiling from ear to ear because you'd scored tickets to
Ingrid Michaelson.
Perfect.
Was that a good show?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. What'd she do? What'd she sing? Do you remember?
A lot. yeah. And then I thought it was really cool at the end for her encore, she came out and sang what was it? Can't Help Falling in Love with You for the gay marriage equality thing.
Oh, cool.
Everyone's bawling. Everyone's crying.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You're not writing political songs yet, are you?
No.
I think all this EP of yours has got 6 songs on it. 5 of them are your originals. They're all what I'd consider love songs.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah, in a way. And then you've got one of Ed's songs on here as well. Well, what are you going to play for us first?
My original, Alone.
And the first line of this song is what gave the EP its name.
Yes.
All right, why don't you strum the guitar? This is live radio. Make sure I've got it up in the... Oh, yeah. All right, I think we are ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, live from WVUD, it's Hannah Page.
Let's run away. Together we can escape. So many faces I don't feel like dealing with today. Look in my eyes. Tell me you don't wanna hide. Behind pointless walls, no one's gonna try to move aside. Don't you understand? We're all too close to the edge. No one wants to fall, yet no one's trying to fix this mess. Can you see it's clear? We all have the same fear of being lost on our own. We're scared of being alone. Isn't it true? when it's only you. Think to yourself, why did this happen to? Put on a smile, and it works for a while. Till the problems come back, and you're knee deep in the pile. Don't you understand? We're all too close to the edge. No one wants to fall, yet no one's trying to fix this mess. Can you see it's clear? We all have the same fear. We've been lost on our own. We're scared of being alone. Don't you understand? We're all too close to the edge. No one wants to fall, yet no one's trying to fix this mess. Can you see it's clear? We all have the same fear. Of being lost on our own, we're scared of being alone. Of being lost on our own, we're scared of being alone.
That was really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing I noticed that, Hannah, you've improved on the guitar since you recorded the EP. You're working hard at it.
I like to think so.
Yeah? This is what you're doing all summer?
Yeah, mainly.
Yeah? Sitting up in your room working on your finger-picking patterns?
No, you're outside on stage, right?
Yeah, a lot of time.
So, yeah, what's the New York scene like? Because I'm trying to take over this summer, but I need some help finding some venues. So where have you performed, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since October of 2013, so a while now.
Wow.
Played at a lot of places, a lot of open mics, and then now a lot of farmers markets and bigger venues.
I know one of the places you played, I think it was one of the first times you played, was over at Gracie's in Elkton.
That was the first time I ever performed in front of people, yeah.
And I think you hinted that it might not have been entirely your own idea.
No, it was my dad's mostly.
You have a stage dad.
Yes.
Well, I think you really are beginning to enjoy it. I mean, when I first met you, you played a really pretty set at Separation Day down in Newcastle for a bunch of drunks. For a bunch of people who'd been buying beer. And you managed to keep their attention. I thought it was really remarkable.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's been the most difficult gig you've had to play so far?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
So you just enjoy them?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. I think I play as a social thing in bands and stuff. But I think you really play because you like to make almost an aesthetic statement with what you write and what you play.
You speak a lot through music, right?
Yeah.
Even though you don't want to call them love songs, but a little bit of an emotional
release.
Well, some
of them
are. Okay, you admit it. You admit
it. Yes.
Yeah. So, let's see. You've also played, I believe, at Argila on Kirkwood Highway.
Yeah.
An ice cream festival?
Yes.
Did I ever miss that?
And you're going to be playing a couple of places this week, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm playing at Locals Under the Lights in Shelbyville,
Delaware. Yeah. That's July 15th for those of you who might be listening to this on repeat. Yes.
How far away is that?
I think it's like 2 hours.
Are you kidding? Delaware's that big? I honestly don't know.
Pay no attention to Sarah.
Rhonda.
I'm turning off her mic. I'm turning off her mic. Go ahead.
And then Thursday's the Ladybug Festival in Wilmington.
That's really remarkable because the Ladybug Festival's got around 40 acts. All of them are women bands, and some of them are national. So it's all over Wilmington. Do you know what stage you're going to be at on Friday the 16th?
I'm in a restaurant, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, it's Friday the 17th, right?
No, it's Thursday.
Thursday the 16th.
Yeah.
What restaurant are you in?
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Well, maybe your dad will hold up the name on a on an envelope or something and let us know. He's over there in the lounge.
So it's all female artists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that empowerment.
That's right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You should talk to some of them and compare notes, and I'm sure some of them are a bit older than you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're going to go see... Oh, no. Actually, we wanted to go see... I forget her name, but she's really good at the lute pedal. And we were going to go see her, but she's actually on at the same time as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure that...
Talk to her after.
Yeah.
Maybe she can give you a few pointers. Yeah.
You'll have a performer's badge. You'll be able to wander around and hobnob with the people. Yeah. It's really cool to go someplace with a performer's badge.
Do you know what time that is?
I think it starts at 5, but I'm on at 7:30 or something like that.
Oh, look, your dad's come up and he's showing you the name of the restaurant.
Zyka Indian Grill.
Zyka Indian Grill, yeah.
Zyka Indian Grill. Thank you, Scott.
Get your curry and get your dose of Hannah Page.
Well, I think it's really interesting. She's going to be playing in a curry house, and she loves all these South London artists.
Perfect. The national food of Britain.
Is a curry.
It's a curry.
Well, we've joked around long enough. Why don't you sing another song for us? What are you going to sing?
An Ed Sheeran song.
Yes.
Even my dad does sometimes.
Why, since your dad was just over here flashing something at us through the window, I think that's very appropriate. And this is the last track on your EP. Folks, here comes Hannah Page on The Music Room.
It's alright to cry, even my dad does sometimes. Don't wipe your eyes, tears can remind you you're alive. It's alright to die if that's the only thing you haven't tried. Just for tonight, hold on. Live life like you're giving up, 'cause you act like you are. Go ahead and just leave it up. Go on and tear me apart.
Caught me by surprise there with those high notes, and you about blew out the microphone there, girl.
Sorry.
There's no need to apologize. That's great. That was great. Yeah, I think old Ed would have been pleased with that rendition.
Ed or Ron Weasley? Which one is he?
Oh, Lordy. Well, you sing in the choir at school, don't you?
Yeah.
And they've got you in the soprano section?
Mm-hmm.
Had they identified you for solos, or are you just pretty much working in the group? You've been a freshman and a sophomore in the choir, so this year you'll be a junior.
I haven't had a solo. I haven't really tried out for many, but yeah.
Well, what's up next? What's up next for your creative projects, or tackling any new songs, or been exploring any new artists?
Just trying to write and find new covers to learn.
And so when you write, is it music first, or do you get an idea for a song or a phrase stuck in your head? Tell us about your creative process.
Usually I think of a word or a phrase that I think will make a good song, and then I start writing the words and come up with the music at the same time.
So was alone one of those words?
I don't remember. That was a while ago, but yeah, probably. I like the one-word song titles.
Yeah.
It all hinges on that idea, yeah.
I grew up that rock and roll songs, pop songs, are all done with three or four chords. You know, your C, your F, mm-hmm. and your G, or your C, your A minor, your F, and your G. But you actually are doing some things with your own original songs where you're choosing to do some unusual chord patterns. See,
just
this is
gift.
Live radio.
Just
I say
gift.
Something, you talk.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I just use whatever chords I know and sound good.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like, but you're doing things chordally that are different than a standard pop song some of the time.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you know.
Yeah. You brought that little ukulele in here.
Yes.
You going to try something on that?
All right.
Need well, help? I can.
While Hannah's doing that, I'll tell you that this is the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, and you can learn all about Hannah Page by going to her website, which I believe is hannahpagemusic.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's Hannah with no H at the end, H-A-N-N-A, and Page with an I in the middle. So H-A-N-N-A-P-A-I-G-E music.com. There we go. Now, this is a song called You and Me you're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, I got my guitar for Christmas, and then I learned to play it that day, and then wrote the song that day.
That day?
Yes.
That day?
Yes.
A little Mozart action here.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
This is about my boyfriend, actually.
Shouts out to the boyfriend. He got his radio shout out.
I think he's listening, maybe?
Well, I hope so. If not, you'll need to upgrade.
Yikes.
All right, You and Me.
You make me smile more than once in a while. You make me laugh so much it feels like I'll have a heart attack in a good way. You make me okay, even on those very bad days. You make me feel whole, and no one else could fill your role. I want you to know you mean the world to me. And I will hold you close so time will stop and we can breathe. Just you and me. Cozy, that makes you perfect, but only for me. You get cuter each day, that's why I love you in every single way. You brighten the room, that's something no one can ever argue. Kinda crazy, so am I, and our love's not hazy. I want you to know you mean the world to me. And I will hold you close so time will stop and we can breathe. For eternity, it will always be you and me.
That was just lovely.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, Hannah Page. Again, if you want to see Hannah Page, she'll be appearing at, Scott's Ran Away again. What was the name of that restaurant? Scott, you need to run back with the name of that restaurant.
The Indian restaurant
on Thursday at the Ladybug Festival.
Oh, Zyka.
Zyka. So there we go, Zyka Restaurant in Wilmington on Thursday. You'll be starting at 6?
I'm playing at 7:45.
7:45. And this is part of the Ladybug Festival. I'm sure you've got the exact information up at your website, yes. hannahpagemusic.com, and it's also up, I'm sure, at the Ladybug Festival as well. We've got like 3 minutes left. I mean, I told you, time flies when we're having fun. What would you like to do? You want to talk to us, or you want to sing us another song?
Well, I have a question first.
All right.
Have you seen Taylor Swift before?
Yes.
In concert?
Yes.
Well, two of my very best friends are going to see her in D.C. tonight, and I was thinking, you know, she likes to praise boyfriends, and then she likes to poke holes in boyfriends later on. So I'm just...
Sarah, this is a family show.
I am just wondering if you ever get angsty, and if that's going to come out in your music. You're going to conjure up any of that... I'm not going to say pain, because you don't want to wish that on anyone, but do you ever work out your frustrations in music like Taylor Swift does, or is it something that gets all your happy feelies?
Well, I like writing happy songs, obviously, but sometimes I write about stuff I'm feeling and want to get out, but nothing I've ever like played or recorded, so...
You're a good person.
Yeah, I know. When I got divorced, I spent a heck of a lot of time in the key of B minor. Yes,
oh,
indeed.
God.
Sad
oh,
songs,
God.
Tearjerkers, all that stuff. Well, Hannah, people are not tuning in to listen to me talk. Why don't you get your guitar out?
Here,
and
I'll help
are you,
you
willing? Are you willing to do Your Eyes for the folks at home?
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking you to do this is I really like the opening image in this song, and it's really. I'm not going to say unusual, but it's a very precise image, and it really gives a good sense of the positive kind of feeling you have towards the person. Your Eyes, Hannah Page on WVUD.
I've got spaces between my fingers, but yours fit perfectly. I've got arms to wrap around you when you're in need. I've got a smile to greet you when you can't find your own. There's no way I would leave you, 'cause you're all I know. Ooh, when your eyes meet mine, I can't help but smile. I can't breathe, I can't see. I was lost and found me. Now I'm complete. I've got so much to say to you, I think we'll have enough time. Each day that I'm away from you, I feel like I lose my mind. Every promise I make to you, I'll keep with all my heart. I wonder when I look at you, how I didn't know from the start. Ooh, when your eyes meet mine, I can't help but smile. When your eyes meet mine, lost and found me. Now I'm complete. You stole my heart in a matter of days. Don't let me slip away. You control my thoughts, so I'm taking. Eyes meet mine, I can't help but smile. When your eyes meet mine,
Anna Page here on the Music Room doing Your Eyes from your EP Let's Run Away. And for more information, tell the folks your website.
HannahPage.com. Oh, HannahPageMusic.com. Hannah with no H at the end and Page, P-A-I-G-E.
That's right. Well, this has been a whole lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming down to WVUD. And
thanks for having me.
Newark Zone.
That's
right. Did I say it right? Is it Newark?
Okay. Newark Zone.
Not Newark.
That's right. Hannah, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
This is Hannah Page. Let's run away and listen to 91.3 FM, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Let's run away. Together we can escape.